really want you to notice, and especially when you when you start to noticing that weakness within you, so try to really acknowledge it. Not like, oh, again, come on, this is really bad. So instead of really pushing it, putting into bad category of that experience or feeling, I would say really, you know, it's okay to feel sad, it's okay to feel bad, it's okay to, you know, so I would say really like let it experience, but really don't put it into category. I think that's a really self-compassion. Really, really like I understand you, I can feel you, I know you, and it's okay. You want to cry, it's okay. You want to feel sad, it's okay. So it's not bad. It's not like, you're weak, you are nothing, you know. No, it's okay to feel that kind of pain. So I think it's so powerful when you do this, really, this 1 week, really accept that all the vulnerability, accept it, acknowledge it, hug it, embrace it, no? So I really want you to be more strong this 1 week, you know, whatever happened, and really take it everything as a whole you, you know. Not like only good is you and bad is you don't know, you know. No. Whatever you call it bad or good, everything, it's part of you. You know, you can't say, oh, my hands are me, my legs are not me, you know. You can't say that. This organ is me, but that organ is not me. And you can't say that. The all, whatever you call it, like a good or bad in your body, it's all part of your body, you know. So something like that, whatever you have in your subconscious, all that story, and don't put it into category, just accept it. It's a very powerful when you can stay together with your own story, and slowly that you will learn very powerful lesson in your life. You start to learn accepting it, you know.